Are we going?
You know it.
Well, this is a little bit of a different episode. I'm kind of barbecued at the moment, so that'll be fun for listeners to listen to. Yeah. This is Sweat Equity Podcast.
I'm a man! I'm 40!
Oh, yeah. Sponsored by Zupyak, ZUPYAK.com. Promo code SWEAT for that AI content writer. And, I don't feel like doing the rest of the intro.
Okie dokie, here we go!
Hi, Toddy!
It's called Sweat Equity.
Listening to the Sweat Equity Podcast.
We're trying a new thing on the show with a little intro that Eric loves. A couple lightning round questions. You got the first one?
What's your least favorite food?
Least favorite? I got the soap cilantro thing.
Okay.
Yeah, which is not great. My fiance is Afro-Latina, and so... It causes a lot of friction.
Yeah, you're missing out.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I hate this one.
I think it's a taco.
All right, what do you got?
Okay. Are we doing more than one?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your spirit animal?
A gibbon. You guys ever see the monkeys with the real long arms?
Oh, yeah.
Does God exist?
I think probably.
You got that one? You can read that? They're punchy.
I can't read it all the way. What's the first time you French kissed someone?
I was, I think, 13.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. You got any other ones?
No, I think we're good.
Go-to karaoke song.
Man. Used to be remixed to Ignition, but that's we live in more complicated times these days.
Ooh. Yeah, probably a dance associated with it.
Unless you do a flash dance with P, you know.
I have one edgy. For you too. What's your least favorite color?
Doo-doo brown, probably.
Yeah, well, I was going to say more like a orangish brown.
Ooh, forest green. I don't like a forest green.
Okay.
Doesn't go with anything.
Yeah, it kind of ruins green.
Yeah.
It's a little too green.
We got two other questions for you. Did you listen to the show before coming
These are not lightning round. You can take your time on these.
Thanks, Mom.
I did.
You did.
Welcome, Dad.
And then what advice would you give your 13-year-old self?
I was thinking about this one because I listened to the show. It's a good question. I would give advice to my 13-year-old self and just let him know that, like, everybody feels a little anxious sometimes. I spent a lot of time as a pretty anxious kid. And, like, for whatever reason, it was very frightening to me to even acknowledge that. And, like, as soon as, like, you get a little older, you start going to therapy, like, all of a sudden you can acknowledge like negative emotions you have as like not all that like frightening or consuming and then just place them where they are and keep doing dope stuff.
Well, you have earned yourself a plug. Where can people find you as they're listening or after the show? What stretchdollar.com?
Stretchdollar.com. The simplest, easiest way for anybody to handle health insurance and benefits.
And tell us about stretchdollar.com.
Yeah. Well, I've spent the last decade working in trying to figure out how to get small businesses set up with health insurance. And it sucks. The options out there are terrible. They're expensive. They're complicated. And I think there's a better way to do it. What we've built is effectively a funding tool instead, where small employers can offer their employees tax-free cash that the employees can then use to pay for health insurance plans they pick and they own. We have brokers to help match people, but it takes things from like a 100-hour-long process down to about 10 minutes, and it's effectively as simple as being like, hey, everybody gets $300 a month if you sign up through Stretch Dollar. We handle the rest.
So, not, but it's not an FSA, right?
It's a new type of HRA.
Okay.
Which is like similar.
I'm looking over
it. Which everybody knows what it stands for. Say it all at the same time, all three of us. Health.
Recovery.
Resources.
Restitution.
And.
Renal. That's go. A medical word.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on now, because we all know it. So yeah, we all just move right on.
So, we're not good on the health insurance stuff. So explain.
Oh, I thought that was obvious.
These are the barriers. You know, there's large barriers. I feel like it's like your taxes where it's purposely confusing nowadays. Like it just became this Rubik's Cube of sorts that it's like, yeah, you can navigate your way through it if you're professional and understand it, but most people don't have that kind of time to put to health insurance, which is something that should be simpler at least.
But you gotta have a guy.
What? So explain why it sounds like you want to be a disruptor in this business. You see an opportunity because it is so convoluted. Is that fair to say? You see this as an opportunity as a business?
Well, yeah. And first of all, there's a very normal way to feel about it. The reason why I work in health insurance is because I hate it. It's too complicated and too expensive and too boring. When I realized I had ADHD, it was when I was initially studying for my health insurance broker exam, just because it's so dense and boring of materials. And I think that sort of like robs people of a lot of ways to take care of themselves. Because like if you have health insurance, there are things that just come with it. Like most of the time you can see a dietitian 3 times a year for free, but almost no one knows that, so no one does that. Like in my perfect world, we can match everybody with a health insurance plan that actually pays more for their healthcare than they pay the health insurance company. Like I want people to get things out of this expense that has just been like so boring and annoying that people like refuse to engage with it at all, justifiably.
Yeah, it's like the worst savings account ever at this point. But you're saying maybe you throw some massages in there and therapy, you know.
Whoa,
you can do therapy first. To the massages.
That was the first one, bro.
Oh, maybe it's the same person.
Hey, is this FSA?
Notice I didn't say man or woman.
Does this FSA have a Jack Shack premium on it or what?
I'm going to bow out of that question.
record, we'll 7 minutes in.
We'll fix that in post. Well,
we'll AI that in
post. We do a lot of post-production on this show. But, you know, Eric's grossness aside, what's the biggest struggle to get a lot of small businesses to get on board with this? Just they don't even know about this existing?
Yeah, it is
in
new.
A meta so kind like, of example of the dietitian.
Yeah, so like legally this only became an option back in 2020. And so
Trump. We're Trump family here.
Yeah, well, honestly, it's legislation. ironically, Biden went through and actually ratified it. So it's one of the few things it seems like we all agree on.
Your boner's all confused now.
No. Biden took Trump's great idea, made it work. You know, he had to.
Yeah. And so it's new. A lot of small businesses don't know about this. A million fewer small businesses in the U.S. right now offer health benefits than did in 2010. And so a lot of people right now are just confused about how to get started. I don't think it's because people don't want to take care of their employees. I think because it's because it's too expensive and too complicated. And like, we're here to try and provide a real simple way for everybody who wants to get started.
Yeah, I mean, it's... When you don't have benefits, but it's never that part's always it's never like said by the employer, hey, here's what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. It's just seen as we're not giving benefits, and then thus you don't care on the employee level. You know, it's like, there's
such
so many
overarching, like, pain in the ass problem of stuff where it's like, you can go into, if you don't have insurance, it's going to cost you $10,000. Oh, well, then no, there's a problem there. Why is it costing $10,000? And just go down that rabbit hole if we want.
Or you get even like a supplemental thing like GoodRx, and you're like, cool, right. I have that. And they're like, we ain't taking that. And you're like, okay, cool.
Do the flip side where they're like, do you have a GoodRx card? No? Okay, well, we'll just use the one that we have sitting on the counter here all the time.
We got a lot of points for that.
Okay, thank you. I guess I don't know why you just don't.
Oh, yeah, 7-Eleven employees do that too. They're like, you got.
No, they're putting their own phone number
in. I know shit. I know. Like, they're racking up, dude. It's like they're getting all the camel bucks.
Camel for cigarettes.
Cash. Yeah, camel cash. So how did you find your way into this? You were, you know, it looks like you were at Gusto, which I thought, as far as I could tell, was a very good kind of idea for small businesses to kind of simplify it in a TurboTax kind of way. So tell us how you got to where you are right now with all of this.
Yeah, it's funny. I kind of crash landed at Gusto because I tried to start a company when I was 25 that didn't work for all of the reasons 25-year-olds starting companies tend to not be able to work.
Don't gloss over that. What was it?
So I found these investors that really wanted to invest in a particular type of company and just kept pitching them until they gave me some money. But then I had to build the company, and it was like a real estate agent assistant application. I didn't know anything about real estate or building a company or doing anything. So we got a few clients, but like it was just us running around behind the scenes. There wasn't any technology. And so it was really hard to scale up, but spent like a year working on that. Splitting a studio four ways in San Francisco with a few buds.
Yikes.
My co-founder and our lead investor wound up having a falling out on Cinco de Mayo. I think over a few drinks and
amateur hour.
Yeah. So all of a sudden our funding was pulled and I had, I think, $500 total at that point. So I just started applying everywhere and I wound up, getting a job at Gusto because the hiring manager thought my cover letter was funny.
That's cool.
Yeah. I had kicked it off with, Dear Mr. and Mrs. Gusto. And
that's pretty witty.
I mean, that's good. Yeah. But you know,
yeah.
And you wrote one. I feel like you have to temple those.
Yeah.
Like I never, I didn't know people read them.
Yeah.
I thought they just wanted to see if you did it.
Yeah.
And maybe so that's all they look at.
Yeah.
I wound up at Gusto, a great payroll platform for small businesses. From there, I met somebody who started a company called Decent, which was trying to be an end-to-end health insurance company, a startup out of Austin that didn't quite work. They're still working on it, but
bad name.
Met people there and left Decent started StretchHaller. So everything's kind of connected.
Yeah, yeah. Well, every entrepreneur has kind of a windy road to where they get to. And you know, Decent though, that's just a horrendous name for. Yeah. I don't want health insurance anything close to it to be Decent.
Yeah,
I don't want to think about that.
How's your health insurance?
If I get a rabies shot, I don't want.
I think you know.
I got the Decent rabies shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it was. That was not the easiest brand name to work with back in the day. I ran marketing and sales.
It's like low self-esteem in a name.
It's Decent.
Yeah, Decent's like you just got – that's a C-minus. Like you just got through.
I did Decent.
Was it like a play on words?
Decent. We got Decent.com. So, yeah.
Decentivize?
I don't know. And Cent is part – that's money. So you could have gone with that.
Can be.
For some reason, people would always pronounce it like descent, like going down.
That's even worse.
Jeez.
We regress.
Yeah.
But StretchHaller, that's memorable.
That's a positive image.
Yeah. So where are you at with StretchHaller now? How long has it been around? Where are you as far as you know, you're coming on here for a purpose to promote Stretch Dollar. What do we need to know? What do the peeps need to know out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we launched, we became our own first customer back in October of this year. We sort of incorporated the company in April, launched for everybody really in November. We're up to around 50 companies on the platform and growing pretty quickly. And yeah, I think if you've been thinking about giving your team some sort of health benefits, there's a good chance it'll be less annoying and cheaper if you go with Stretch Dollar than anywhere else. So we'd love to talk to you.
Well, employee size, what are we talking
about? Yeah, who should be paying attention right now?
So we exclusively work with people with fewer than 50 employees. Most of our employees have fewer than 10. So really like the small businesses out there. And we got a whole range. We have some tech startups. We got a horse farm out of Dallas, Fort Worth, shower door installer, and like real estate investment funds. It's really anyone.
Okay. You got anything else?
We have a shower door guy.
Yeah, my shower door.
Yeah.
Keith.
Yeah. Oh, you remember?
Keith Dobbin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, very nice. Wow.
Yeah, I send him sexy pictures.
Oh.
It's different. Behind shower doors, of course.
I'm the same guy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a comedy show. Allegedly, I do that.
Oh.
You know, I was on stage last night.
How'd that go?
And I talked about never sending a dick pic in my life.
Uh-huh.
And a lady in the audience, I guess, follows my Instagram. Was like, I've seen it. And I was like, what? What? And she's a regular at this show. And I was just like, no, you haven't. I've never done it. I swear I've never sent one. I don't want to bum anybody out.
Is she talking about the angle you take on all your Facebook posts when you're walking?
Oh, I mean, that's just hot smut. That's for my, I'm trying to get a gay following.
Is that what she's talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think so. But I was just like, well, now it sounds like I'm a complete liar if you blurt out.
Yeah.
Yes, I see it.
I would have seconded that.
Now, everybody thinks I DM you on the down low with your guy right next to you. It was weird. Anyway, I just wanted to tell that story.
Oh.
That was it.
I thought that you were going to tell about
it. We'll cut that out in post.
How'd the joke go?
I don't even remember. Oh, I'm dating a girl that has a touch of the tism.
You a dick pic.
No, she's got a touch of the tism. And I said, jokingly,
I believe you.
Yeah, and as a joke, I said, I'm going to send you a dick pic. I've never sent one, but I'm going to send one to you. Kind of just like that. And then she goes, you send me a dick, I send you one right back. Like, laser fast. And I was like, oh, weird. My God. I hope a train comes by and she gets distracted.
Yeah, well, you still send it.
Yeah. Anyway, back to this. I don't know. I don't have any more questions.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty simple thing. Dick pics and Stretch Dollar, easy.
Yeah, well,
we'll separate that for the SEO and whatnot.
Don't worry, we'll make sure we hook you up with with the video of this.
Yeah,
and you can cut it up any which way.
Don't use that soundbite. I'll get in trouble.
I mean, how's the UX UI for Stretch Dollar? How would you rate that?
Oh my God, you've run out of questions. How's the UX UI?
You just said I'm out of questions.
See, I am. I got nothing. Some days,
you go.
Some days you don't
have. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Doing your job for you.
Most people listen to your audio.
Here's a cool thing about how it works. So, employers give you money into your account to offset the cost of your health insurance premiums. So, like for me, I live in Philly. I'm on a plan out here. It's around $400 a month. I pay for it on my credit card. The money from my employer, which is myself, but you know, it's.
You gotta be a member. Yeah.
Goes right into my bank account. So I just get a couple $100 of free credit card points a month. And like, those stack it up. That's a vacation.
Yeah. Philly.
Oh, man. I almost booed you before you started.
We're in Tampa. So
special sports history.
I'm still mad at Fat Joe Blanton in 2008 hitting a home run in the World Series. Mm. That pitcher. Yeah.
I forgot about it.
Yeah.
I almost get that out of there.
I almost took
it. Now it's back.
I threw a remote and almost broke a huge big screen that wasn't mine.
I think my most hatred was from the Flyers Lightning Eastern Conference Finals.
Ooh.
The first year they won the Cup. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for
brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was intense. I just remember being like, I hate every every Philadelphia.
But Philly play. Comedy scene's having a renaissance. There's so many dudes coming out of there. Go to Helium.
Dude, whole city is. Philly's thriving, except for like the back half of the Eagles season. aside from that, things are going.
Who'd y'all play in the playoffs? I forgot.
I think it was
the Bucks. I don't know. I got nothing. We don't have to make these longer than they need to be. We got the point across. I think we're all tired.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired. You don't understand. I had a long day at school today. The crazy energy amongst these kids. I swear it was like everybody wanted to fight each other.
Eric runs a cult part-time. It's in a compound.
I teach PE in middle school.
I hear those are tiring. So
yeah. It's just, energy suck. 9,000.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's that UXUI like, bro? That's when I know we're done. That's when all right. Thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, I'll just leave. See ya.
Toodaloo.
See ya.
Sometimes they're good. Sometimes, we're not good.
I know, very bad. I'm still recording.
That's fine. That's how we close it out. Okay. A little button on the end of this one.
We were both equally bad for the record, if that's what you're talking about.
You're a lot worse.
Oh, really? We're going to pull the scoreboard out.
Bring it out, bro. I ain't scared. I'm going to go read it.
You fucking. I'm out of questions. Okay, well, I guess I'll come up with something on the fly. You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh.
And watch
like
this.
You've ever prepared.
And I'm just going to stop recording whenever I want to, and you don't get a last word. See ya.